and you are listening to the Texas Standard. More money is about to be flowing into Texas's surveillance centers across the state. What, you didn't know about these surveillance centers Texas maintains? If not, that's kind of by design. The Texas Department of Public Safety helps to oversee these intelligence gathering centers, and they don't talk much about what they do, all of which got the attention of Dave Lieber, a watchdog columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Dave, thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us a little bit about how these centers got started and what it is that they do exactly. I mean, the mind's eye imagines a room full of big TV screens and, you know, little dots zooming in on each other and that kind of thing, like out of the movies.
Well, I think that's what they're like. They do have a lot of screens from the pictures that I've seen. I've never been inside of one. But also what they have is a lot of access to databases. Some of them are public databases that you and I can access, but some of them also are law enforcement databases, you know, federal level stuff, FBI stuff. And they call them fusion centers because they fuse local, state, and federal law enforcement all together inside a joint operation.
Now, I've seen these sorts of centers that, you know, sort of activated, or similar centers activated at times of emergency. I was thinking about Hurricane Harvey, for example. Are these centers always in operation, or what?
Yeah, they're always in operation. They keep running all the time. They're basically substations of police departments.
And so, what are they doing on a regular basis, as you know, in terms of surveillance?
Well, what we know is, for example, let's say you go to the Alamo and you stand outside and you start taking a lot of pictures and you look a little bit suspicious. The trap wire system, which is a camera system, will send video or photos of you taking pictures back to one of the fusion centers. They could use facial recognition software, for example, to find out who you are. And if you're there just taking pictures as a tourist, or if you're taking pictures because you have some kind of nefarious act that you want to commit to the Alamo. So they're watching landmarks across Texas, important places like the governor's mansions and places like that with video. But they're also doing database searches for police departments who are looking for criminals or who are looking for possible terrorists or troublemakers.
How long has the state been doing this?
I think the first one opened up in Austin about 2007. They started after 9/11. The idea was that police departments didn't coordinate properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can create these fusion centers, we can share information and we can prevent terrorist acts.
And so why are they getting more resources right now?
Well, my theory is that in lieu of like gun control legislation to stop mass shooters, which is something that probably won't happen in Texas, they can beef up the surveillance side instead. And hopefully they want to be able to realize who is up to some kind of a terrorist act before they do it because they post something on social media.
But if we don't know more about how these centers operate, what sort of technology they're using, you mentioned facial recognition, for example, and I think that may surprise a lot of Texans that the state is using it against you know, its own citizens, perhaps. Where's the accountability when it comes to issues of privacy that Texans value deeply?
Well, it would have to come through the Texas legislature, which doesn't really seem to really be that concerned about protecting our privacy. They'd be the ones that would be monitoring DPS. Really, not a lot has happened in the legislature regarding surveillance and privacy. So that's why I wanted to write this story, because I wanted to remind everybody that, you know, this is going on. Governor Abbott brought it out when he issued an executive order after one of the mass shootings, mm-hmm. saying we want to beef up the staff for these fusion centers, and we also want to add a lot more money to them, too, so they can do more.
Dave, where are these so-called fusion centers, and what did you find there?
Well, they're actually all over the state, David. The research editor at the Morning News, Erin Sood, she helped me figure out where they are. There's the main one is in Austin at the DPS headquarters, and then there's one in Dallas, Fort Worth, McKinney, El Paso, Houston, and San Antonio.
Dave Lieber is watchdog columnist for the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to his story at texasstandard.org. Dave, thanks again for your time.
Thank you, sir.